想必小陈是非常激动，因为我第一次见到他的时候啊，他的话是很多的。好，我们来看今天的经文。
Let's turn to the passage this morning.
今天的经文取自以赛亚书第28章第14到22节。
So the passage this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 14 through 22.
我们这个整个降临节，所有的这个以赛亚的这些经文呢，都是会出现在马可福音，所以今年的整个降临节都是用马可福音所出现的以赛亚的经文呢，跟大家来分享。
So certainly this year, in terms of the messages we have had for Advent, is taken from the book of Matthew, which is obviously Mark, which is obviously taken from extrapolated from the book of Isaiah as well.
我们来看以赛亚书第28章，我会以华语来念14到18节，然后我请文龙弟兄用英文从19念到22节。好，以赛亚书第28章第14节。所以你们这些亵慢的人，就是管辖住在耶路撒冷的这百姓，要听耶和华的话。你们曾说，我们与死亡立约，与阴间结盟，敌军如水漫弥漫经过的时候呢，必不临到我们，因我们以谎言做避难所，以虚假以下藏身。所以耶和华就如此说，看哪，我要在西安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固的基础，宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。我必以公义为准绳，以公义为线砣，冰涛必冲去谎言的闭锁，大水必漫过藏身之处。你们与死亡所立的约必然废掉，与阴间所结的盟必立不住。敌军如水弥漫经过的时候，你们必被他践踏。
Verse 19, as often as it comes, it will carry you away, morning after morning, by day and by night, it will sweep through. The understanding of this message will bring sheer terror.The bed is too short to stretch out on, the blanket too narrow to wrap around you. The Lord will rise up as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself as in the valley of Gibeon to do his work, his strange work, and perform his task, his alien task. Now stop your mocking, or your chains will become heavier. The Lord Almighty has told me of the destruction decreed against the whole land.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，愿你的灵继续的感动着我们每一个人，在这圣诞的期间，主啊，叫我们明白并认识你到来的意义。恳求主，你真的是让我们明白，并也愿意与你同行。愿我们的心是看见的，愿我们的耳朵是听得懂的。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。在今天的这段经文里面呢，讲到的是以色列的领袖，他们跟死亡已经做了一个交易。
So the passage this morning describes the deal that the Israeli leadership has struck with death.
那他们做这样的一个交易的目的呢，当然就是希望不会碰到死亡了。
And certainly the objective of this trade is so that they will not face or end up with death.
在我们先要了解这个以色列人的处境之前呢，可能我们先自己来反省一下。
So before we actually try to understand the predicament of the Israelites, let's turn around and just engage in some self-introspection.
我们是否跟这些以色列人也是一样的呢？
So are we just as pretty much they were back then?
我们是不是也是跟死亡在做交易呢？
Are we actually engaging in the same type of deal with death?
这个左边的这一个是好莱坞版本的死神。
So on the left is the Hollywood version of the Grim Reaper.
然后右边的这个版本是这个韩国版本的。
And on the right hand side is a Korean version of the Grim Reaper.
所以可能很多姐妹看了就说好了好了，我也跟死神做一个交易。
So perhaps some of the sisters who have watched this drama would say, "Oh, I'm willing to make a deal with the Grim Reaper."
不过其实呢，在这里所形容的这个呢，并不是讲死神呐、啊，或者是魔鬼啦，这些都不是。
But I think more important point is that the death here being described is not about the Grim Reaper or the devil.
所以什么是叫做跟死亡做交易呢？
So what exactly does it mean to be engaged in a deal with death?
死亡在这里是表达任何远离神跟破坏性的势力。
So death here is, I think, described as any power or influence which turns us away from God and is destructive in nature.
所以如果我们是讲说以人类整体而言，我们人类怎么跟死亡做交易的话？
So if you look at humanity in aggregate, how does humanity actually strike a deal with death?
我觉得人类跟死亡所做的交易就是战争，就是破坏大自然。
And I think it, when we look at humanity in aggregate, that death is embodied in wars as well as anything that destroys nature.
因为我们用这个魔鬼的这个死亡的方法，我们用战争，我们来抢夺，我们来侵略。
I think through wars, we invade, we occupy, and we forcibly seize.
在交易中呢，我们也不断的去消费大自然，为的是要有更快速的发展。
And in this trade with death, we continually consume nature. In return, we hope for convenience as well as rapid development.
这些都是我们人类和死亡的种种交易，当然还有很多。
And these are just different types of deals that we have made with death, but and certainly are many more examples of such.
到了现在，上个世纪留给这个世纪的整个结果呢，就是足以消灭全世界的大量核武器。
And consequently, I think what the last century has left behind for this century is an arsenal of weapons that is capable of destroying the earth.
我们也经历了这个整个气候失常的整个地球。
And certainly we are now living in a world that's embodied with abnormal climates and extreme weathers.
可能你会觉得说，哎，这个是人类和死亡的交易，你跟我讲，我又能够做什么呢？
Perhaps you feel that this is a trade that humanity had done with death, so what does that got to do with me?
可是我们无可否认的，我们毕竟是人类的一份子。
But I think nevertheless you have to admit that we are part of this humanity.
我很欣赏现在有很多年轻人，他们勇敢地站出来。
And now you see that there are a lot of young men and women who are actually fearlessly stepping forward.
他们站出来挑战说，我们人类怎么做这样的一些交易呢？
And they're willing to step forward and challenge why humanity is actually striking this deal with death.
我也很希望我们在喜年堂的，不管是男女老少，我们也有同样这样子一个改变世界的勇气和决心。
And certainly hope that brothers and sisters, young or old, will have this courage and determination to change the world.
而如果你说要改变世界，那当然就要从自己先开始。
But to be able to change the world, you have to first examine and start from within.
其实我们人在各自的生活当中，我们同样的也是有意无意的跟死亡做交易。
I think in actuality, in each of our daily lives, I think by accident or design, we actually strike deals with death as well.
刚才说到这样的死，并不是说真的是死亡的死，而是任何不管你是破坏身体也好，破坏人与人之间的关系也好，或者你破坏心灵都好，这些都是可以把它形容成跟死亡做交易。
Again, to recap, death here does not have to mean actual physical death, but basically anything which damages or wrecks relationships, your bodies or your spirit.
保罗就列下了死亡的形形色色。
And Paul had actually listed different forms and shapes of death.
他在加拉太书他说，情欲的事就是显而易见的，如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, the works of the flesh are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity, and depravity.
拜偶像啦，邪术啦，仇恨啦，争竞啦，记恨啦，恼怒啦，结党啦，纷争啦，异端啦。
And in idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish rivalries, dissensions, and factions.
嫉妒啦，酗酒啦，荒宴啦，这些他说行这样的事的人，必不能承受神的国。
It includes envying, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and he has warned those who practice such things will not be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
意思就是说，当我们利用死亡的方法，我们利用死亡的权势来，不管是处理事情也好，或者处理我们的问题都好，或者是要逃避都好，我们最终的代价还是死亡。
I think meaning that when we utilize the ways and means of death, or the influence of death to manage or handle any affairs that we have, the ultimate price that we have to pay is invariably death.
我们虽然是活着，可是我们仍然能够感受得到这种心灵的捆绑，这种关系的疏离。
So even though we are alive, we will still nevertheless experience the conduit of the spirit as well as a lot of estranged relationships.
什么是死亡？死亡就是破碎的感情，信任的流失，这些就是你要挽回，有时候挽回不来的。
So what exactly is death? Death refers to broken relationship, the loss of confidence and trust, and these cannot be mended or regained overnight.
今天当我们来到这2019年的年尾的时候,
and today as we approach year-end 2019,
我想想也是一个很好的时候我们来想想我们自己的生命, 我们对周遭的人, 或者是我们跟神之间的关系, 到底这一年了是更加的亲密,
I think it's a good time for us to just do some self-reflection, think about ourselves, the people around us, and our relationships with God. Are we more intimate with them this year? Are we actually colder or turning away from them?
我们是经历生命, 还是其实我们已经是在经历死亡了呢?
Are we actually experiencing life, or are we actually just going through death here?
我很担心有的时候人就是会自欺欺人。
I think what I'm most concerned about is that people tend to believe in their own lies.
所以在今天的经文的15节那里就说我们以谎言做避难所,我们在虚假以下藏身。
And that's why in the passage this morning in verse 15 it says, for we have made a lie our refuge, or have hidden ourselves in a deceitful word.
如果刚才讲的那些东西你一定会说没有啦,这些东西你叫我做,我不想做的,我不要做的。
And perhaps the things that we've described earlier said, oh, I'll never do any of those.
可是有的时候我们就以为我们可以跟死亡说，哎，不要紧了，就现在利用你一下，我就借用一下，帮我一下。But
sometimes we seem to think that we're able to negotiate with death. Let me make use of you now and just help me out for now.
这样的交易一旦开始的时候，
But in fact, when trades like this are once initiated,
就好像引发了一个定时炸弹。
It's pretty similar to just setting off a time bomb.
不是不报。
So this bomb will detonate. It's not a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when.
我觉得这个就是跟死亡做交易的一个最大的危险。
And this is the biggest danger when it relates to making a deal with death.
有时候我们自己很，我们以为自己很厉害，哦，我很厉害玩弄权势，你懂吗？我这招就最好了，我最厉害摆弄这种东西。
And sometimes we foolishly believe that we're very skillful in manipulating the influence of death.
然后我们玩弄权势呢，结果就是自己就活在一个攻心斗角的世界里面。
But the outcome of such manipulation is you constantly live in a world that have perpetual fighting as well as scheming.
因为不管是刚才形容的任何的一样东西，它的死亡的代价呢，它的破坏性就是利滚利的。
And I think regardless of what aspects we are talking about, I think the nature of death damage actually is compounding.
然后呢，就是会不断的。
And then certainly we are in a continuous downward spiral.
暴力的背后呢，就是更多的暴力。
And violence here begets more violence.
不管是抗议的人也好，不管是镇压的人都好，暴力的背后是更多的暴力。
And whether you are protesting or you are those trying to keep the protesters down, violence begets more violence.
我希望我们真的是能够从这样的一种深渊里面醒悟过来。
I hope that we'll be able to see the truth from this abyss.
然后在新的一年里面，我们能够有新的生命。
And in the new year ahead, we'll be able to have a new life.
今天我们在这里，我们这样子的一种聚集，我们一起说我们要来庆祝，来敬拜。
And in this morning, we're gathered here together to worship, to celebrate.
在我们当中，我们愿意洗礼，我们愿意见证洗礼。
And then there are those amongst us who are willing to be baptized and witness to your baptism.
就因为我们相信有神，有真理的存在。
Because we believe in the existence of God as well as the truth.
神就说我是以公平作为我的准绳，我是以公义来做限陀，就是一个是衡量长短的，一个是衡量深浅的。
And God here says in verse 17, I will make justice the measuring line and the fairness the palm line. So one measures the length and one measures the depth.
冰雹必冲去这些谎言的避所，大水必漫过你的藏身之处。
And hail will sweep away the unreliable refuge. The flood waters will overwhelm the hiding place.
也就是说，神说，当我向你们显明我的心意的时候，这些所有的虚假的庇护所，你以为你可以用这些东西来保护你呢？这些都会暴露出来。
So when God reveals His will to us, any of these false and sham shelters, which we think actually will be able to seek refuge from, they will all be go away.
因为我们知道，黑暗是永远抵挡不住真光的。
And we know that darkness absolutely has no chance against true light.
你以为谎言可以保护你，可是神来的时候呢，谎言就会不攻自破。
And you thought that lies would be able to protect you, but when God returns, life will self-defeat and just destroy on its own.
那我花了很多的时间，可能你会说，哦，为什么你在圣诞节讲这种话？我是希望说。 我们更了解我们自己的世界的时候，我们就可以更了解以赛亚的世界。
Perhaps you're wondering why we actually are talking about death during Christmas, but I think the point here is that as we understand our world better, we'll be able to empathize with Isaiah's world.
因为你可能会说，牧师啊，你会这些我不懂吗？因为我们生活里面有困苦，我们有诱惑。
And pastors, we probably say, Pastor, actually, we know all this because we are faced with difficulties as well as temptations in our lives.
我要说的是，我们有，他们也有。
But the point being that we are faced with these, but so were they.
很多时候我们假厉害，我们以为我们可以利用死亡的方法啦，死亡的破坏性的权势啦，来度过难关。
And sometimes we, perhaps we play make-believe. We think that we are able to manipulate death to help us tide over difficulties and to...just get advantages.
其实以色列人在以赛亚的时代里面，那些人也是一样的心态。
But I think the point again being the Israelites in Isaiah's time had the same mentality.
在以赛亚的世界里面呢，当他们面临会被侵略的危险的时候呢，他们就去找死亡，而死亡的代表呢，就是埃及。
And in Isaiah's time, when they were faced with the challenges, the representation of death for them when they were being about to be invaded was Egypt.
当他们面临其他的国家要侵略的时候呢，他们以为哦，我可以去投靠埃及。
So when the Israelites were faced with the imminent danger of being invaded by enemy nations, they foolishly thought that they could seek refuge from Egypt.
我们可以利用埃及的力量来抵挡我们的这些敌人啊。这样我们就安枕无忧了。
They thought they were able to utilize Egypt's might to withstand these enemies.
以赛亚在这个时候呢，就当然用神的话语苦口婆心的劝他们悔改。
But the prophet Isaiah obviously were earnestly with good intentions trying to persuade them to repent.
他告诉他们说，你们的问题不是军事的问题。
Because the issue is not about military might.
因为讲真的，如果是神愿意保护你的话，又有谁能够伤害你呢？
Because to be honest, if you're under God's protection, who will actually be able to harm you?
在十二节就提到说，神已经曾经跟你们说了，你们可以使疲乏的人安息，这样才得安息，才得舒畅。神愿意给他们安息。
So because in verse 12 it's already been said, this is where security can be found. Provide security for those who is exhausted. This is where the rest can be found.
可是他们却不肯听。
But they refuse to listen.
所以他们的问题并不是军事力量的问题。
Again, the issue is not about military might.
而是悖逆神的问题。
But rather, the problem is about the rebellion against God.
所以神就要他们处理他们的这些社会问题。
So God wants them to manage and resolve their own societal issues.
他们这些贪腐的问题啦，暴力的问题啦。
These problems related to violence and corruption.
神要他们去弄清楚，而照着神的话语来活。
And God wants them to figure all this out and instead live according to His word.
可是这些领袖他们就是死不悔改。
But these leaders unfortunately were resolutely unrepentant.
他们要保守他们的这些权益啦，他们的这些好处。
They wanted to protect the status quo.
然后呢，他们甘愿宁愿去投靠死亡，投靠埃及。
So, instead, willingly they sought out an ally with death, which is Egypt in this case.
最后结果就是当敌人来到的时候。
So eventually, when the enemies actually showed up at the doorstep,
他们才发现他们所谓的保险呢，其实是废纸一张。
Only then did they realize that their so-called insurance was a piece of waste paper.
根本无效。
And completely ineffective.
结果埃及根本帮不了他们。
Because Egypt was of no help whatsoever.
你可以想象，当初神原本是要给他们安息。
And you have to think back, God actually wanted to give them rest and peace.
可是他们就是不相信，也不想要。
But they chose not to believe, and that's not something they had wanted.
结果他们的结局呢，就是被敌人侵略，然后自己呢就永无安宁之日。
So their ending would that be of an invasion by enemy nations, and again they will never have peace.
以赛亚在你这里就形容得很生动了，就是说你脚伸直呢，你的床太短。
And here Isaiah had a very vivid analogy that the bed is too short to stretch out on.
然后你说不要紧了，不要伸直了，我缩起来了。他就说，可是你的被单太窄。盖不了身体。
And perhaps you say, "Nah, I don't have to stretch out. I can just sleep sideways." But he says the blanket here is too narrow to wrap around oneself.
脚伸直也不可以，脚缩起来也不可以。意思说什么？意思就是说你永远睡不了了。
So when we can do neither of those, what does that mean? It means you can never sleep, have a good night's sleep.
当审判的这个大水临到的时候呢，恶人就是没有隐藏的空间，没有安息的空间。
So when this onslaught, the flood of judgment arrives, the wicked would have nowhere to hide, would never have peace.
你说为什么神要做这样的事情呢？
So we ask, why does God want to do all this?
很简单，因为以色列是神的子民。
The answer is simple, because Israel is God's people.
所以既然以色列是神的子民，神就必须干预以色列人的罪恶。
And since Israel is God's people, he therefore had to intervene in the sins and evil deeds of the Israelites.
而神干预的方式，神就是这样子说，看哪，我要在锡安放这块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固的根基，是宝贵的房角石。
And here, how would God do this? It says, and look, I'm laying a stone in Zion, an approved stone set in place as a precious cornerstone for the foundation.
他做这个事情呢，就是让信靠他的人必不着急。
And to do this, why is he doing this? The one who maintains his faith therefore will not panic.
这个石头可以表示是神本身要来了。
And this stone could refer to God himself coming back.
这个石头也可以表示代表神的君王，哇，这种尊敬神的君王，也可以代表圣殿的复兴。
And this stone could also refer to a king who is respectful of God, or a temple that is emblematic of God himself.
重点是这个石头来到的时候，你就能够感受得到神的存在。
But the point being that when this cornerstone arrives, you'll be able to feel or experience the existence or the presence of God.
因为神放这块石头就表示他要亲自出手了。
Because God having placed this stone means that God himself will act.
21节肯定地说，神他必然兴起，他要做他的工，是非常的工，是成就他的事情，是奇妙奇异的事情。
Because in verse 21 it says, For the Lord will rise up to accomplish his work, his peculiar work, to perform his task, his strange task.
告诉你说，石头来到的时候，就是神要现身了。
And then when it's telling us that when the cornerstone appears, means that God himself will show.
当石头出现的时候，我们就能够经验神的作为。
Because when this cornerstone appears, we'll be able to witness God's works.
到时候神就要打破所有这些虚假的靠山，所有你以为的什么隐秘处，还要摧毁死亡一切的阴谋。
Because at that time God will break all false support or hiding places and to relinquish all of death's plots and schemes.
如果现在告诉你说神要出手的时候，
So if God were to say he will act,
你会有什么反应呢？
What would your reaction or response be?
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你神要出手了，你会有什么反应？
Brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you, God is about to act, what will your response be?
其实选择只有两个。
But in fact, there are actually just two options.
第一个是我跟你讲神要出手了，可是你仍然执迷不悟。
And one is, if I were to tell you God were to act, you just kind of just ignore and stick to a wrong course.
这样的人就是决定说，管你啊，神要出手，不过我日子照旧。
And these are the type of people who basically says, you know what, I'm just going to do as I have, status quo, even though God is about to act.
我会继续我的死亡游戏。
And I'll continue with my game of death.
弟兄姐妹，圣经把这种反应形容成亵慢神。
Brothers and sisters, this sort of response was described in the Bible as mocking God.
因为告诉你神要出手了，你还日子照旧，这个就是亵慢神。
That by telling you that God is about to act and you have actually no changes in your behavior, that means you're just mocking God.
今天的经文，以赛亚就是写给这样的人。他说：“你们这些亵慢的人，啊，那些管辖耶路撒冷百姓的人，你们要听耶和华的话。”
The target audience of the passage this morning from Isaiah are these people. Therefore, listen to the Lord's message, you who mock, you rulers of these people who reside in Jerusalem.
可是亵慢神的人。就如之前第六章这样子形容，亵慢神的人就是什么？听要听见，可是他却不明白。
But those who mock God, as described in chapter 6, verse 9, are those who listen continually but don't understand, those who look continually but don't perceive.
看要看见却不晓得，为什么呢？就好像他们心里蒙那个脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
That those who make the hearts of these people calloused, make their ears deaf and their eyes blind.
所以在今天的经文最后一节，他又警告这些亵慢的人，他说：“你们不要亵慢，恐怕捆你们的绑锁呢更加的结实。为什么呢？因为神要工作了。”
And coming to the last verse again, Isaiah repeated the same warning: "Do not mock, or your chains will become heavier." Why is that so? Because God is about to act.
当年以色列人的下场我就不多说了，大家都知道。
I think we all saw the Israelites' tragic ending at that time.
我们切不要重蹈覆辙。
We certainly should not follow the same path.
所以第一个选择就是日子照旧，不过那个就是亵慢神的作为。
And the first option is status quo, no change, but that means you're mocking God.
第二个选择，当我告诉你说神要工作的时候呢，我们就是要以信心来回应神的话。
And the second option, when I tell you God is about to act, is to respond in faith.
信心的行动就是真心悔改。
And to this act of faith is simply to repent earnestly.
你就是必须抛弃所有死亡的生活方式。
And you have to completely renounce any modes and means of living with death.
你要回到神那里重新做人。
And to return to God's presence to live a new life.
弟兄姐妹，神要做工了。当神要做工的时候，神就会呼唤我们。
And brothers and sisters, God is about to act, and when God acts, He will be calling us.
当神说我可以差遣谁呢？谁会愿意为我们而去呢？我们是什么回应呢？
And when God says, "Whom will I send? Who will go on my behalf?" How should we respond when God says this?
我们的回应应该是我在这里，请差遣我吧。
And our response should be, "Here I am, God sent me."
弟兄姐妹，今天是圣诞节。的这个崇拜，我有一个好消息。
And brothers and sisters, this morning we have our Christmas worship, and I have great news for you.
好消息就是彼得告诉我们，在彼得前书第二章，主耶稣基督就是这个活石。
The great news is from 1 Peter chapter 2 that Lord Jesus Himself is this living stone.
虽然固然他是被人抛弃，可是现在却被神拣选作为这个最宝贵的。
That even though he was rejected by man, he was chosen and was actually most precious in God's sight.
然后彼得就引用了今天的经文说，看哪，我所拣选这个宝贵的房角石呢，我要放在锡安，信靠他的就不至于羞愧。
And then Peter alluded to this passage this morning. It says, Look, I lay in Zion a stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone. Whoever believes in him will never be put to shame.
使徒彼得是明确地告诉我们，耶稣就是神借着先知以赛亚所说的这块神要赐下的房角石。
And Apostle Peter clearly tells us that Jesus himself is indeed this cornerstone which God had promised as spoken by the prophet Isaiah.
当我们见证这个房角石出现的时候，
So when we witness the emergence of this cornerstone,
就知道神的奇妙作为已经开始了。
That you know that God's amazing and wonderful works have begun.
圣诞节告诉我们，神的儿子已经诞生在我们当中了。
And Christmas reminds us that the Son of God was born amongst us.
我们的回应是亵慢吗？
Our response be just me mocking God?
还是我们的回应是信靠他？
But or rather, would our response be to rely on and trust them?
让这个耶稣基督从此就成为我们唯一的依靠。唯一的根基。
So let Jesus Christ from henceforth be our one and only support and our one and only foundation.
因为这个房角石就代表了这个建造要开始了。
Because this cornerstone signifies the beginning of this construction period.
你愿意神在你的生命当中真的是开始他的新创造吗？
Are you willing to have God in your life actually to begin this new creation process?
当我在准备的时候，当我在反省我们生命中跟死亡的交易的时候，
When Pastor Xiao was preparing this sermon, when he was reflecting on this deal that we have made with death,
不管是全人类都好，还是我们各自的生活当中都好，
So whether it relates to humanity as a whole or just in each of our individual lives,
当我们想到这些交易的时候，我希望我们能够恍然大悟。
And when we think of these deals, I hope that we'll be able to see the light.
我们会发现原来这些交易，这些约定都是靠不住的。
They will realize that these arrangements, these deals that we have made are completely unreliable.
是的，死亡的方式可能给你短暂的甜头。
Yeah, perhaps it's true that this mode of death will give us transient advantages.
可是却会带来永久性的破坏。
But it will also bring forth everlasting damage and destruction.
可是我们的福音就是信靠耶稣是完全不同的结局。
But our gospel is about trusting Jesus, and this will bring about a completely different outcome.
因为耶稣是从神而来的。
Because Jesus himself is from God.
他就是神自己放在我们当中的这个房角石。
He is that cornerstone which was placed amongst us by God.
信靠耶稣的人是真正的安稳平安。
And those who believe and trust in Jesus will experience genuine and true peace and security.
我们做的事情是我们带着神的祝福奉差遣去行神所托付给我们的事情。
What we do, we are being sent out and dispatched by God to do what He has entrusted us to do.
我在网上读到一篇这个关于幸福小组的一个见证。
I came across this sharing online pertaining to the happiness group, a happiness cell.
然后呢，他就形这个人，他就形容说我是2012年4月洗礼的。
And this person talked about him being baptized in April of 2012.
可是那时候我虽然洗礼了，可是说我虽然说我是信主的。
And even though he was baptized back then, he says that he believes in God.
可是呢，我工作的时候，我仍然是靠自己打拼。
But when he was at his job, he pretty much relied on his own might.
我不懂得怎么样靠主得胜。工作是非常辛苦的。
And he did not know how to triumph in God, and therefore work for him was really difficult back then.
可是上帝没有放弃我，他怜悯。
And God actually did not abandon me instead.
就一路引导我做走向他和他心意的这个计划当中。
But instead continue to guide me, guide him on this journey in accordance with his plan.
后来就提到说他受了这个幸福小组的装备。
And Sharon talked about that being transformed by the training he had from the Happiness Cell.
然后后来他就进入了一个新的公司。
And moved on to a new job.
他说我渐渐明白神要我在这里的心意。
That he said he began to gradually understand and recognize God's plan that he has.
他说原来这里这么的缺乏神的爱。
Actually, this new workplace was so lacking of the love of God.
在这里上班的同事都不快乐。
And the co-workers here were all completely unhappy.
所以我就想到了我之前所受的这个训练。
And he recalled the training that he had from the Happiness Cell.
他说当一个地方没有爱的时候，就是你付出爱最好的机会。
And when the place is actually devoid of love, that's actually the best time, the most opportune time for you to demonstrate your love.
他见证说我将教会的文化和耶稣基督的爱带到我的职场里面。
He talked about bringing the love of Christ and the way of the church into the workplace.
在短短几天内，公司的同事就看到我是真诚的为职场付出。
And indeed, after a few short days, his co-workers could see that he was genuine and sharing and giving to the workplace.
他们又听到我分享见证。
And they listened to his witness.
又更为他们祝福祷告。
And they prayed his prayers for them.
最后是甚至也有同事愿意来到教会。
And in the end, some workers were even willing to come to church.
弟兄姐妹，可能我们当中有些人已经是跟死亡交易很久很久了。
And brothers and sisters, perhaps there are some amongst us who have had dealings with death for a long period of time.
所以我们几乎是不敢相信说在这个世界上这有真正的平安。
And perhaps we dare not even believe that there would be genuine peace in this world of ours.
我们不敢相信说我们可以得着幸福。
We dare not believe that we can be blessed.
我们也不敢相信说我们也可以使人幸福。
And that we actually could be blessing to others as well.
我想用保罗的话来鼓励大家。
That I want to be able to use the words of Paul to encourage ourselves.
保罗在腓立比书第四章这么说。
In Philippians chapter 4 it says,
他说神所赐那出乎意外的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
我们是可以得着神的平安的。
We will be able to actually secure this peace, God's peace.
凡是可真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，凡有什么德行、什么称赞的，这些事你们要去思念。
Whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if it's something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things.
然后说不单单是要思念，他说这些事你们要去行。
And it's just not thinking about these things alone, but you have to do these things as well.
然后就说赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
And it says the God of peace then will be with you.
弟兄姐妹，我们见证了没有什么是比神的话更靠谱的。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing more dependable than the word of God.
神说的话神就做了。
And what God says, God acts.
神说他要放一块石头，这个石头就出现在我们当中了。
And God says he will put this cornerstone and this stone will appear amongst us.
耶稣的诞生就是证据。
And the birth of Christ himself is his proof.
让我们以信心来回应。
And let's all just respond in faith.
让我们祷告。阿们的天父，我们感谢你，因为你愿意改变我们的生命，破碎我们所有的假象、所有的假神、所有的空虚的依靠。我们知道要来依靠你，你赐下这个房角石，叫成为我们的依靠，让我们以信心来回应，改变生命，也改变这世界，以爱，以神的祝福，我们让每个人都幸福。 我们这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。